There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
I've never toured on a bus either. Never did a bus tour.
No.
I go. Wow. I do radio in the morning, so I always have to be back. But even
you know, you know what? I'm surprised that happened. Like if you guys did a tour, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like if if you did a comedy tour and it was you and five other guys,
yeah. Sure.
You know, a girl, whatever. I'm just saying, yeah. Will you guys go out, take the tour bus, and run? You know, another thing I always thought was crazy, like with the WWE. I remember asking like. Jim Dotson and all the guys. Yeah. I just go and Father Jericho with Chris and everything. I going, this is a billion-dollar business we have, right? And, you know, you and JD are wrestling tonight for the main event.
Yeah.
If you guys don't make Madison Square Garden.
There's no event.
There's no event.
Right.
Or Jim, you make it and you're like, Zaggy, where's the goose at?
I go, yeah.
You didn't make it. That's right. You guys aren't driving together. I go, oh, no.
They have to drive themselves.
And I'm saying this is before cell phones.
It's crazy.
You know, so we can't even reach and go, JD, where are you at? You know what I mean?
But
I remember Stone Cold, I remember asking Steve, and Steve was like, no, Zach. He goes, because they're always around each other all the time.
Right.
He goes, Zach, everybody literally prefers being by themselves.
Really?
Like they cherish that time.
Yeah.
When you're in the car and you and JD got to drive from,
yeah.
You just did the garden and you're playing up at the Boston Garden tomorrow. Like just driving and just being in the car by yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
And just getting away from everybody for a little while. I mean, well.
remember years ago when the Iron Sheik and Jim Duggan got busted driving to the match on the parkway in Jersey with coke?
Oh my.
And the Iron Sheik was
enemies.
All Iran, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
Jim, he's
all
American.
Berg, you know what I mean?
And they were going
and
together.
Best buddies.
They got busted on the parkway with blow. I was like, oh, man, they're enemies.
They're friends.
They're friends.
That ruins the whole thing, man.
Like it does wreck it.
Mr. Fuji, I got a U.S. Navy tattoo and shit, you know.
And he's supposed to be a bad guy. I hate America.
U.S. Navy.
I think so.
Go America.
We have to look at that. I don't know.
I don't think Sergeant Slaughter was in the military either. I think I don't believe he was. I'm not 100% sure. I don't think he was a Marine. Not that I care.
Well, the Warriors, he's from parts unknown. Somebody was like, no, he's from Queens, New York.
Yeah,
he's a massive Met fan. And I go, no, he's totally. Parts unknown. Yeah. Parts unknown.
Are you a big fan, WWE fan?
Yeah, well, I mean, me and JD always, man.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I was always, you were out, though, as soon as I stuck around. I love the Warrior.
Yeah.
You pulled the plug right around
then. Right, yeah, I was done.
Yeah. I stopped watching, but I mean, they're still entertaining guys to talk to. They're all great interviews.
But actually, this last WrestleMania looked like it was amazing. I mean, I just saw, like, the highlights, and it looked like they did a good job, man.
Steve Austin is an entertaining guy. Like, you can't not like talking. I don't even watch wrestling.
No, Steve's awesome.
Steve, amazing.
Like, Zach was still there when Steve was
when Steve had his reign.
I was out.
No, without a doubt. I mean, but it's just, it really is, I mean, it's amazing that they keep the franchise going. Because like you said, JD's out, and you know, you're looking, because like, let's say you and JD are my main guys, you're carrying the company for years. I've got to get the next, you know, well, I mean, it's almost kind of like with music. We got Elvis, you know, Sinatra. Then we have this Elvis guy and this Chuck Berry guy. And then it's like, well, what are we going to do next? And then now we got, you know, Chuck isn't doing his thing anymore. So it's like, we got this Jimi Hendrix guy.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and then it's like, all right, well, Led Zeppelin's done. What are we going to, you know, the Beatles are done. Who are we going to, and it's like, well, what about this Zeppelin band?
Yeah.
And then Zeppelin's not doing it. It's like, well, what about this Guns N' Roses band?
Keep it going. I mean, it was 150,000 people in a 2-day event.
But I'm saying,
for wrestling, yes.
Yeah.
Dallas, it was crazy.
But you have it's like, you have to have that. The next crop of
talent. They did, and they also used a lot of older the older cats and stuff.
You know, Steve Austin,
what I think is very interesting too, because we're like how we're talking about how Dana White has, and I'm shocked that Teddy Atlas, I always thought would be great to do what Dana is doing for MMA. Mm-hmm. If Teddy looked after the fighters and farmed them,
right,
and brings them up, and takes care of them and makes sure, you know, financially, and lets them, educates them on how not to end up broke and right, like right, that. Right. So, but what I'm saying is, like, whereas Teddy is the Dana White of boxing.
Yeah.
No, because, I mean, and boxing, if you really think about it, is pretty crazy, because it's not like you start off boxing and there's leagues.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I'm just saying, back when Jack Dempsey was boxing and Jack Johnson, and it's almost kind of like you just end up there.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying, there's not, you know, well, I mean, Mike was in the Golden Gloves and the kind of.
Yeah, they all have the Golden Gloves.
You have it, but I mean, it is kind of a weird thing how you end up in boxing. Like, I don't think a lot of parents are going to you'd rather put your kid in baseball, golf, or something like that before you end up
getting punched in the
Most
face.
Most kids are probably fighting, though. When you talk to a lot of fighters, a lot of those kids were fighting. They were just tough kids, and like, you have to, because it's very, very, there are some rich kids that will get into it, like, because they like the sport of it, especially MMA, because you can train MMA.
Yeah.
But with boxing, it was mostly, look at so many guys from Philadelphia, Larry Holmes, Sonny Liston, those guys all come from really tough
neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah.
And then you end up.
That's really where, I guess, a lot of the older ones came from.
But I'm saying, it's kind of a weird thing. Like, you have Little League, Pop Warner, then you have basketball, you know, like little, like youth leagues.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's not, boxing isn't something where you start at, you know, you want to get your kid that when he's six years old in boxing.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, you might want him to take karate classes, you know, because of the exercise and everything like that.
Yeah, but not many parents are putting their kids in, they won't even put them in football anymore.
Right, next to the head trauma. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. So what boxing would be way down on that list.
Yeah.
As a parent.
Jiu-jitsu, a lot of them are jiu-jitsu, because you're not taking headshots. It's great defense. It's, you know, it's healthy. I should have taken it, but I'm fucking lazy and I have man tits.
No, but
I was going to comment. They're very lovely.
I appreciate that very kindly. Thank you. Pandemic's been good to me. Yeah,
it really has.
Oh, my God. But we're saying now, talking about comedy, while we're just talking about getting into stuff. Because, like, you know, people ask me and JD or whatever, you know, like, I always find it interesting, like, because JD went to Berkeley, right? And so,
where's that? Boston.
Yeah.
In Boston.
Oh, right? I was
about Berkeley College of Music.
I think I worked there once, actually. I think I did a gig in Berkeley.
Really?
Yeah.
Killer.
So JD went there, and I was saying, you know, against when you have, like, if me and JD would have known, like, hadn't been blessed having Ozzy in my life, and then us having Black Label. But I've known JD
since before Ozzy.
So what I'm saying, if we would have known then and had a focus in a direction where we could have just bought the van, the U-Haul, and you start building your mom and pop shop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whereas I'm saying, like, as a comedian, like, let's say, Jim, if we were, me, you, and JD were all hanging out back in high school, and you're always cracking us up with all these jokes and everything like that, where we go, man, Jim, you got to do comedy, man, or something. You know, like, we go, where do you start as a comedian?
Mm.
I'm saying, back when we were in high school, where you go, I'm going to do this, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a living doing comedy.
Typically, what will happen is none of the girls want to fuck you and you drop out. At least that was my path. So you don't leave yourself a whole lot of fucking nets. I knew I wanted to do comedy. I tried it. I was kind of shitty at it when I started, but I left myself no safety net. That was kind of what I wanted to do. I'm like, I have no high school diploma. There's nothing else but warehouse work. So that kind of purposefully forced me to keep doing it.
I got to get to land.
Yeah. I have to do something.
But there was comedy clubs and stuff.
Yeah, but open mics were harder. They have them in the bar area, or there's little local places that would have open mics. I think it was easier to get on back then than it is now, but there was a lot of places where, and I don't drink, so I would drive some of the headliners, so they would bring me to open. They're like, all right, we'll get home alive if he fucking drives.
So I
got a lot of gigs just by other comedians treating me well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, other comics were good to me.
Yeah, just giving you an opening slot and giving you an opportunity.
15 minutes and $25 and you killed go to
it.
Maryland.
Give you an opportunity and you made the most of it, though.
Yeah, sometimes. Other nights I didn't. You know?
I'm saying, no, I mean, because today, you know, because I mean, the cool thing about today, because a lot of people just say, you know, with social media and stuff like that, where I go, well, think about it, Jim, if you would have had this back when we were in high school, you could have started doing your stand-up and just put posting stuff of you doing jokes on here where yeah. people go,
and porn.
You got to hear this.
And porn.
And porn. You got to hear this Jim Norton guy. He's hilarious. You know, I'm just yeah. saying, whereas I was telling JD, I said, we're back in the day with us. If you didn't get signed by the time you were 30,
yeah.
the dream is over.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying you might as well sell your gear,
yep.
get a crappy job that you can't stand,
no, and that's it.
Get married, have kids, and that, and then you know eventually tell everybody, yeah, I used to play.
Yeah.
Like Anvil.
Yeah.
That's why that's such a great story, because those guys were kind of out of, like,
yeah,
out of the
yeah,
limelight
yeah, yeah, yeah.
in that documentary. And then
that really
people
helped.
Showed it. It helped them a lot.
AC/DC
yeah.
took them out on tour.
Oh, it was AC/DC, right. Yeah.
What's going on, Zach Wilde and the Goose here? Spring is here.
Yeah.
Isn't it time to clean up your mismatched and worn-out sock collection
yeah.
while making your feet feel amazing in shoes, sneakers, or boots?
Hessy socks are truly the only hybrid fashion athletic socks on the market.
Are you tired of your feet hurting in your dress shoes? Well, Hessy's custom feet and arch support solve all that.
Tired of digging your socks out of your boots? Hessy Stay Up technology solves that.
Well, tired of your feet stinking
oh, yeah.
in your kicks after your workout or a game? Yeah. Well, Hessy's breathable cotton and all the good properties that it has solves all that.
Mike, most fashion athletic and dress socks are expensive, poorly constructed, and provide zero protection. Not ours.
Oh, no. Well, Hessy cut out the middleman and provides a superior product at a superior price, Goose.
Top of that, with multiple styles and colors, you'll look just good while feeling great.
Yeah. Well, don't take our word for it.
Nope. Go to HessySocks.com. HessySocks.com.
That's right. Enter the promo code Goose30 for 30% off your entire order of our fashion, athletic, basic, or ankle socks.
HessySocks.com.
The best thing that ever happened to your feet or your footsies.
Like we said, me and JD have some friends that are still doing it, and then we know some other guys that literally were amazing.
Yeah, and now they're done, man.
Where's
you know what?
And quit.
Yeah, but if you can't make a living, if you can't, then it's hard, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and that's
whether that's on them or a circumstance, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, and the harder thing not is like as we're getting older.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
not like
so much more
it's
responsibility.
It's not like you just leave yes. where you go. Now it's like, bro, if I'm gonna come out on the road with you, you gotta at least cover my bills. I got my rent.
Right.
I got my car payment.
When you're 19, that shit's not there.
Yeah, 19, kids. You're like, I just got rid of the apartment. I put my stuff. I don't even have anything.
Nothing to put in storage.
You know what I mean? It's just like, let's go. You can get in the van and do it for nothing.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Right,
Whereas when any of our friends that are getting older, they're like, bro, that's not even if you're married.
Yeah, right.
You're like, bro, I got a pad. I got to pay for this, the other. What are you, how am I paying for porn? Why not,
I hear you.
Yeah.
Then
as you get older, you get more response, totally, man.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to start. I started doing stand-up when I was 21. And, I lived at home. So there was really no pressure, immediately. I was lucky, collected unemployment. But, guys who are my age now who come back and go, dude, I wanted to do it back then. And they dropped out, guys I know from 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And some of them are kind of coming back now. And it's hard to, I'm happy for them, but I'm also like, fuck, dude, you missed a lot of time. You could have just been trying this a little bit.
Not only that, think about it. 25 years? That goes by pretty quick, man.
It does.
No, I mean, when you really think about it, when you go, that's 6 months from now.
Yeah.
It's
97.
It'll be here
97 was 25 years ago.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem that long ago.
No.
I mean, when I see, No More Tears was 30 years ago when we were talking about it on,
Was that 91
with Ozzy and everything. I was like, I remember yesterday when we were tracking that record, when we were working on it, all the stories that of us doing it, or you doing certain comedy clubs when you're like, Zach, I remember when so-and-so was there, he was hammered out of his mind or whatever. And you go, that was 30 years ago. You're like, I remember it was yesterday.
Yeah. I saw Kinison in 1990 at Rascals, and he was fucking hammered.
Yeah.
I wanted to meet him in between shows, but like, no, he sleeps. He was passed out on a couch upstairs. But yeah, I can't believe this 32 fucking years ago. I guess it beats being dead. That's the thing. Yeah, getting older, the option is don't. You
exactly.
know? So this beats the option, which is being
without
dead.
A doubt. Every day above ground is a good day.
Yeah, and the blue pills. Let's talk about those again. Yeah. Thank fucking God for the blue pills.
No, you ain't kidding.
Dude, I've taken them when I was alone just to feel like a male.
You just take it and stare at yourself in the mirror.
Oh,
I took one before I came here.
Yeah, they're the best.
I'm a man. I'm a man.
Yeah, they really are the
Who
best.
Who are you talking
to? Is that Mike in your pocket? What?
Who are you talking to?
Dude, I heard the military was getting information from a guy, like guys in the hills in Afghanistan by giving them Viagra. Some of these old guys that couldn't fuck their wives anymore, the U.S. military would give them like Viagra and stuff like that.
For like, and what, exchange information?
They couldn't fucking believe that this was a pill. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they got information with using those pills.
Nice.
God bless them.
Fucking barter system.
That is great.
The boner system.
It used to be Yohimbe bark. Do you guys remember Yohimbe bark? You'd buy it in the gas station. It was one of those all natural things. Not quite as good.
Not bark thins?
That was good. Well, but
Yohimbe,
get the headache.
Yohimbe bark thins. That would be great.
It's well worth it, though.
Without a doubt.
That would be even better. We got to make that.
No, I remember I was with Barb one day, you know, when the girls come out. So, like, we'll be passing that stuff around. That stuff's like crack cocaine. You know what I mean? It's like, Jim, you got your girls coming out. You're like, yeah, Susan's coming out. We go like this. I go, here, let me hook you up, bro.
Yeah.
You know? And then you're like, Zach, you got any more? I go, yeah, look, I think JD's got something. You know, so, like, we're all hooking each other up. So, like, remember Barb would come out, I had this stuff, bull testosterone or something. So you just rub it on, you rub it on your balls and it's just man root domination, right? And next thing you know, me and Barb are going for it. We're just laying there. She just goes, okay, so you want to tell me what's going on? I go, she's just laying on my chest. I go, what are you talking about? She goes, you know, with your friend there. I go, what are you talking about? She goes, you know, you want to tell me what's going on? I go, well, you seem pretty happy. And she goes, I go, what do you mean? She goes, oh, come on. I know that's not all you.
Oh, no. She's putting an asterisk.
I'm a man. I'm a man.
She's putting an asterisk by your name. You're going into the hall, but you're getting the asterisk. Right,
exactly.
Totally. Totally.
PEDs. PEDs,
man. There's an asterrick on my home run.
Yeah. Well worth it, though.
Totally.
Well
85
worth it.
Home runs. Asterisk.
Yeah.
Well worth it. That's how a woman knows I've been taking pills. If I'm ready to fuck, and I got you get the clogged nose, the Viagra clogged nose. Oh, well worth it. You see them blue streaks.
Oh, yeah.
Headaches.
Well worth it. Headaches.
Heart problems. It's well worth it.
Believe me, well worth it.
I almost died one night, but you know what? My orgasm.
Absolutely.
And hers was even better.
If time I took it, a toe fell off, I'd still take it. I would still take it.
Of course.
The results are amazing.
Really, man. Imagine if they had that like in the 50s. They'd be like, what?
Yeah.
That is pretty great because they made it as a heart medication.
That's right. Yeah.
A hard medication.
But it is crazy. So, I mean, once again, you know what's got to be crazy? With medications, thinking about it. You know, or just like because we were saying how a lot of great ideas are accidents.
Yeah, right. They come from something else, man.
Yeah. You know, where you go, how'd you come up with that? It was like, actually, it was just like one day this happened. And it's just like, you know. You guys were trying to make a heart medication, and guys are coming in going, is this why JD and Jim made this? And it's just like, why? What's happening? You know,
taking my mind off my heart, I'll tell you that.
I had a heart attack, but I don't care. My dick works.
My wife is happy.
Bro, I brought my kid to a PTA meeting. I had to leave the meeting. Yeah. What are they doing, man?
Yeah, I've done that. When you think you have something lined up and you don't, and you get the red face, and you're like, fuck, man, this was a mistake.
Well, then you just go
into
the room
by yourself.
Well,
no, then you just take care of it yourself. And have a party back at the house.
Yeah, snap some pictures.
Oh my God.
Fucking chafed. Like down to the knuckle.
Yeah, I've been there.
Your hand's just like, man, look at your hand. What are you, a bricklayer? No, don't worry about it.
It's got fingerprints in it, like Stretch Armstrong's leg.
Fucking thick nub.
Oh my God.
Like it's the bone, like a skeleton bone.
No, they just had Tyson Fury. They just go, what's the secret to your domination? He goes, I masturbate 7 times a day.
That guy's.
I smash myself 7 times a day until I'm legless.
It helps
to build stamina.
He's huge, that guy.
I gotta love it, man.
Yeah.
But, so, I mean, That is crazy, because I always thought with the comedy thing, how to get it, you know, how Jim's saying, how you start. Just I'm like saying, coming out of high school.
That's it, man.
Yeah.
Open mics. Really? That's it? Nowadays, there's way more comedy clubs probably
there's
than more, there was.
Well, it's hard. I think it's harder to find clubs, but there's like a website with open mics on it.
But I'm saying, because there isn't like, you know, like how you went to Berkeley. There's no comedy college.
Yeah, right.
They have classes.
You know, like Carlin University.
Right. Yeah, they have classes. Like some comedians will teach like comedy classes.
Right, and give you their take.
Yeah, and it helps guys. I've never taken one, but I think it helps new guys get like a feel for how their jokes should be structured, and it gets them a little stage time. So maybe it's worth it for that, but I never took one.
Yeah. Yeah, we could tell, Jim.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm so immature. No one told me not to talk about my dick for 30 years.
That's what we do basically on stage.
Well, I was just seeing, I saw that thing on Father Rogan with Joe, with the Mind of Mencina.
Oh, came up on the stage. Cross Mencina, yeah.
What?
Oh, it was brutal. I guess this is like in 2007. Yeah. Joe came up on stage.
Uh-huh.
And I guess word had been getting around, you know, like... I guess with you guys, when you're if you're nicking each other's jokes and stuff like that, using other people's material.
If it's chronic, guys know.
And I was like, bro, that's a Jim joke. You know what I mean? And it's just like, and you're claiming it as your own. But you know,
he was doing that.
Yeah, and then Joe came up on stage at the Comedy Store and called him out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and like had us film it. Like, yeah, guys, film this. I'm gonna go call him out right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was bad, but it was before. I guess it was on YouTube, but it got a lot of views.
Yeah.
It really hurt Carlos, his career. But a lot of guys had complained about him.
Who was that?
Carlos Mencia. He had a show on Comedy Central.
Mencia. Yeah, he was hilarious.
Yeah. Dude.
But like, I guess a lot of the jokes were lifted, and I just go, a good thing that doesn't happen in the music world, man. Right. You know what I mean? Because everybody's lifting from everybody.
you look at Zeppelin. Zeppelin. Spirit, right? Well, the song that they said "Spirit of Heaven" came from. Alleged. As musicians, is it too close, or is it like one of those things where
I think it's the same thing, but he made it, like you said, he took Driftwood and made the system.
Yeah. Some guy was talking. He goes, right. I don't know whether to, you know, look at. With the Stairway thing, he goes, I don't know whether to look at Jimmy Page as a thief or being able to take a piece of driftwood and turn it into St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know what side to look at here, you know what I mean? But no, I mean, it's just like anything. I mean, like if you heard Along the Watchtower and it has three chords and that inspired you, you go, you know what, Zach? It would be cool if we read a song that has that's like the simplicity of just three chords.
Right.
You know, over and over. It's just the three chords over and over. It doesn't change. And then you end up writing Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, because it's just three chords and it's just, that's the song, a verse and a chorus.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, and then it's just like, and Jim, you're telling me, you're like, Zach, I just got inspired because I was listening to All Along the Watchtower on the radio. And I was like, man, just that I love the simplicity of the fact that it's just three chords.
Yeah, yeah.
And then and then you end up writing that and you're like, and then you tell us you got the idea from that. I would, and like me and JD, like, I would have never known that unless you told me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the Stairway thing, it's
close.
It's very close.
Yeah.
But, and whatever. But like we said, he made this amazing thing off of that.
And they waited a lot of years.
It's like
after a while, you just got to go, let it go.
But you know what? I don't know. If I would have done, I would have gave him something.
Yeah, I think so too.
It's just something. So then they don't do that and come back at you. It's amazing. It was
inspiration. Stones, when the Stones did "Has Anybody Seen My Baby?"
Mm-hmm.
The Katie Lang song "Constant Craving," right? The "Constant Craving," like the chorus is it? Has anybody seen my baby?
Right.
And Mick really dug the song. It was just one of those things where he was singing it because he.
Yeah.
He goes, man, that sounds exactly like Katie's song. And they go, Mick was just like, well, why don't you change it? And he goes, no, actually call Katie up and tell her writer as a songwriter. You know what I mean? So now
it's. And she was okay with it.
Yeah, she goes, yeah, no problem.
Of course.
Yeah, well, now
it's
you have two versions of your song.
Yeah, right? Whatever, man.
It's with the Rolling Stones. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so I mean, the whole thing is like.
Totally.
With the Vanilla Ice thing, ding, 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 da, da, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding. Oh yeah, that's different.
But put it this way: if I'm Queen and like you know, Vanilla Ice would have said, "Guys, do you mind if I use it? I'd really like to use."
No,
like,
of course, that's more money
go for
them.
Go for it. Well, you know what? More people are going to hear it and go, "It's a Queen song."
But I guess
you know?
That he didn't.
Right.
But all I'm saying is, if
somebody
somebody wants to use it, go for it.
But
and
then,
you're, you're going to get credit and paid for it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying.
But the explanation was great. No, it's not.
No, it's different.
Mine's dang, dang, digga, dang, digga, dang, dang.
Yeah, have one more note.
It's just the sample. You've heard it twice. They, it's dang, 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 digga, dang, 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 digga, dang. You know what I mean? It's
and a lot of guys don't want to split the money. They're like, no, 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 I'll just sue and take all the money. Like fucking
yeah, right.
Huey Lewis and Ray Parker Jr. for Ghostbusters. Huey gets all that money. And
really?
Yeah, I'm almost positive. And also the Stones with the Verve.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's so whatever that is. Was it the Verve? The Verve, yeah. The
Verge. I was just thinking about that.
Yeah.
It's Bittersweet Symphony.
That's it, yeah.
And what song, what Stone song
I
is
I forget,
that?
But when you hear it, you're like, damn. And it's not the whole Stone song, but it's a part of it,
exactly.
But it's pretty close.
It's like
close.
A string part or something.
Yeah.
I forget the song. What it was a while ago.
Stop using fucking bad soap. Your skin hates you for it.
Go get yourself some fucking good soap instead.
Where?
From fuckinggoodsoap.com, of course.
Well, fucking good soap was started in 2018 in Portland, Oregon, with one purpose in mind.
Purpose? To make the best bar of soap in the universe and give everyone the middle finger while doing it.
It's not just a name. It's a promise.
Handcrafted in small batch process, most fucking good soap bars contain only 7 natural and organic ingredients and start at just $7 each.
Choose from 15 incredible scents, including spearmint and peppermint and ginger and lime and cucumber melon. And of course, the insanely popular man bar with its perfect combination of mahogany and musk.
Be careful with this one, fellas. The panty soaker may have been a more appropriate name for this.
Yeah! Support a small business, smell fucking good, feel fucking good. And fuck some shit up. Go to fucking goodsoap.com and use the promo code GOOSE for 10% of your entire order. That's fucking goodsoap.com for dirty mouths.
And clean bodies.
Yeah!
Right.
I just found out New York Groove was a cover. That broke my heart, even though I fucking love
Ace's
version. Oh,
really? You thought Ace Road?
I certainly did. 43rd Street, 3rd. He probably hangs out there.
Yeah, fuck. Right.
That
but Ace is amazing. And Ace's Ace. Version of it is amazing.
My favorite person alive.
Well, that was my favorite solo record was Ace's by far.
By
well,
his far.
It wasn't even close.
His was Paul's the biggest, though.
Destroyed them.
Yeah.
I mean, it really, I thought Paul's was going to be the best because he was the best singer. You
yeah.
know? And Ace's was the best. Best songs.
Yeah.
Best, you know.
Rip It Out is still a great opening.
Out,
he still
man.
Opens with that
Wiped
on the road.
Wiped Out. Yeah. I mean, they're all great. Ozone. I yeah. played Ozone in sixth ba-bom, grade.
Ba-bom. Yeah.
Sixth grade, we played Ozone.
Well, here's another good
That's
thing
amazing.
How we were talking about with the Jesse the Body, you know, where you go, Zach, I don't even care.
Yeah.
You know, no, like, you know how somebody had a thing, the less you care,
yeah.
the less it can affect you. Yeah. you like you said, because now you're, before you're smashing holes through the wall when the Cowboys lost,
right.
now you're like, Zach, if they win, great. If they yeah. lose, I couldn't care
Fuck
less.
Fuck them, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so, but here's another thing, JD, same thing. JD, when Kiss Dynasty came out,
oh.
Right?
Yeah.
That was it for me.
Now, he didn't just pull the ripcord and jump out the plane, you know, the Kiss plane yeah. and go, I've had enough.
Yeah.
I've got the old records. I'm leaving.
Sure.
No, what he did, he jumped out and smashed all his old yeah. Kiss wow. records. So now.
So mad.
Now he's well, got to go buy the old records again.
Yeah. I didn't smash them all. I did smash a couple. Dynasty yeah. was definitely done.
But yeah. regardless.
I know.
You let.
Now, Love
let
Gun,
Bruce
I think
Lee
I smashed.
Set.
Yeah.
You know, he just, remember what was it?
I know.
2000
Man. Anger Blinds. Anger Blinds.
Man was great.
2000 Man, that Stones
Love
cover.
That.
That
yeah, was great.
I like that too.
That was great.
And I was made for loving you. It's very disco-y, but now in hindsight, I'm okay with it. Like,
well,
you know,
for anything 40 years later, I
sure.
guess.
That's when JD
tolerate.
Jumped out the plane.
I was upset. 12-year-old kid, I was upset.
And Psycho Circus, I like that. Like, I like them opening the show. I saw when they opened with Psycho Circus.
Wow.
What a great fucking opening song.
Wow.
I'm still a sucker for old Kiss, man.
The old, I like the Kiss of the Originals.
Yeah.
You know, like, the first, like, Kiss Alive is the best, though.
Well, yeah. you said you got all the way, what, Love Gun? What was the, you had Destroyer, what was
roll,
that, the Destroyer?
Love Gun, Rock and Roll Over.
And then Love Gun, and then Kiss Alive 2, then Double Platinum,
That's right, double platinum. We're Strutter 78.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But double platinum, did it have new songs on it?
I think Strutter 78.
Yeah, there was one side.
Like a bonus track.
That was also Alive 2 had the one side.
Yeah, that Larger Than Life and Rocket Rise.
Well,
with new material.
Yeah, Kiss Alive 2 had one. Yeah.
Any way you want it.
Yeah.
Any way you want. Yeah, it was such a weird
6 foot hot look, All American Man.
All American Man.
Dusty Rhodes, American Dream. That should have been his song.
Yeah.
But then the solo records, and then I had Aces and Peters.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but
Aces, I still like Paul's. You know, I like Paul's. I did some songs on there I like. It was kind of soft.
Why isn't Uncle Gene getting any love over here?
Not a great solo record. Radioactive was okay, but I didn't love that.
That wasn't even on that though. That was on Radioactive was on. Wasn't it?
No, that was almost positive that was a solo record.
I don't think so.
Well, it doesn't matter. He's Dr. Love, and that's all that matters.
He is Dr. Love.
He sure is.
And you know what? Paul Stanley wrote Dr. Love.
Did he?
Paul wrote it.
Yes.
Wait, I'm going to find Gene Simmons.
And there's a version of Paul singing it and everything, like demoed it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, before Gene.
Did his thing.
Yeah, he gave it to Gene.
That's great song.
Radioactive, I believe, is on the solo record.
Let's see.
Almost positive. I'm checking that, but I can't. Let me see. Can you look up Gene Simmons before I have to piss? I'm gonna piss my pants.
Rise right over there.
Oh, can you look up Gene Simmons' solo record just to see if Radioactive is on it? I'm almost positive it is.
If it was, that was one of the only good songs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When You Wish Upon a Star, remember that?
I'd be honest, not necessarily one that I would have wanted to hear Gene Simmons do. I'll take something else. I'll take God of Thunder, but
I mean, Black Diamond. You know,
that's probably my favorite.
Watching You,
great song.
That's
Black Diamond's badass. Probably my favorite though.
Yeah, it's track one.
It's track one on Gene's solo record.
I thought so. Yeah, opening.
Oh,
track,
there you go. Radioactive.
I have to piss. I'm going to piss my pants.
All right, I think we'll wrap it up anyway.
I love you guys,
Jim.
Man.
Yeah, it's great having you on the show. Anything going on that you got going?
I'm touring. Just jimnorton.com. You can see all my dates. Okay. I mean, I'm going to D.C. now, and then I got a bunch of other stuff. New Jersey, Connecticut. And
when are you
going to
be in Jersey?
June 10, 11. Are you going on the road or no?
We're
going
to be in Europe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man.
Always great seeing you, my brother.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This was a lot of fun, man. I'm happy I can make it.
No doubt, brother.
Cheers, man.
All right. Right here, brother.
Yes, sir.